I'm not dictating what you do. I stand here and I represent the library and I've called the university.
Why?
What? This is university land. We've had 3 complaints from readers about what you're doing. So you can speak to university security. I won't engage any further.
Right here. My goodness.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Jolly Heretic on tour. We are in Oxford, it's the first day of term, and we are going to measure some students' skulls. What do? I just... Right, fine, hello. Hello. Would you like a skull measured? Is that your skull measured? We're measuring skulls. No, all right. A student?
Yeah?
Well, can we measure your skull? It's a scientific, genuine scientific thing. We are, there is a correlation of about 0.3 between head size and intelligence.
Okay.
And so we are in Oxford. This is one of the best universities in England. We would expect people to have basically large heads.
I do have quite a big head.
I can see it. But can we do it for the...
Okay.
Okay, so if we go into there and into there. Got that?
One thing that's been in the news a lot, this whole thing about wokeness, this whole idea that there are certain things we shouldn't say. And intelligence is one of those. I mean, people say you shouldn't judge a person by... Intelligence, it's biological. I mean, do you think it's okay for these kind of things to be discussed at a university like this? Because some people don't.
So your question is, should...
I mean, like, there would be some people... If I did a lecture on intelligence, it's highly biological, it's basically hereditary. Some people would come and say, shut that down, they shouldn't be allowed to talk about that. What do you think that's okay to talk about, though?
I feel it's unlikely that someone would come and shut that down.
Oh, well, okay.
What if they said, I mean, there was a guy at this university about 50 years ago, Professor John Baker, and he argued that there are genetic race differences in intelligence. Do you think that would be okay, or they shut that down?
I think it's one of the things where I don't know enough about to comment on it, and I also think it's a pretty sensitive topic.
Exactly. But that's the thing. It is sensitive. But shouldn't... I mean, I was at university 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And we could... Then it wasn't as sensitive. Why is it sensitive? It's like now it is.
Again, good question. I think that, you know, generally I'm here to learn. And I guess... I don't really know how to answer the question. I think...
Well, have you had any... What if learning... You're here to learn, but the learning is questioning the dogmas of society and upsets people. What do we do then?
Well, I think my degree is pretty different. It's mainly just talking about dead people. So,
what, Spanish and French?
Yep, it's very much a literature degree. So it's not super...
But then with some of the literature, they've put like trigger warnings on certain pieces of literature. No?
Not in my degree.
Not in any French or Spanish literature you've read?
Not that I know of.
So have you ever come across anything where you felt that you wanted to express an opinion here, but you felt best not to?
No, not at all. I think that's... I think that's one of the great things about the way the tutorial system works is that you're encouraged to express your own opinions in an environment where it's, I don't know in what kind of environment, but you're encouraged to express your opinions. And I think what matters is the rigor of those opinions rather than anything else.
Okay, so we were talking to this obviously, manifestly mentally unstable woman who said she'd only be interviewed if... she could delete it if she didn't like it, and she was wearing sort of gothy sort of clothes, and she was like, oh yeah, very, very sort of ridiculously laid back and obviously quite arrogant, and talked about how she'd been pulled and interviewed 7 times and said things, weird things at interview about cuckoos that upset them and all this kind of thing. And then we did the questions we'd done before. We asked about intelligence, how important that was in getting in, and she talked about she said, I got in via my charm and my wit and this sort of thing. Are you right?
Yeah,
no, I'm talking to the camera. I'm in a public place.
This is a librarian.
And so we were talking about that. I'm in a public place. So leave me alone. We were talking about that, and then we talked about the issue of can anything controversial be discussed at all at Oxford? She said yes. I then said, well, there was this Professor John Baker that talked about race differences in IQ. What about that? Could that be discussed? She then said, right, that's it. No, you're obviously eugenicist or something. Switch off the camera. No, no, no. And then we were confronted by her friend, who said, are you eugenicist? And it was quite unpleasant, and I've not actually experienced this in person before. So it really did prove my point that at Oxford you cannot have a rational debate about anything. Well, no, I mean, you can, but you can't have a rational debate about particular things. There are obviously boundaries. And it was proved to me in a very visceral and unpleasant way. And then I was confronted by a librarian who I think they've just gone and complained to that we're standing in front of here, which is a public place, talking to students. And the librarian was wearing a rainbow flag around her neck. And I eventually told her to bugger off. So, there we go. That's what just happened.
Yeah.
We can't stand here.
I'm just telling you security are on their way.
Can we stand here?
I'm not dictating what you do. I stand here and I represent the library and I've called the university.
Why? What?
This is university land. We've had 3 complaints from readers about what you're doing. So you can speak to university security. I won't engage any further.
Right here? My goodness.
Security are out there. They sub-delegate the powers of the police.
So hang on. This is the idea that you can't... So now this has unravelled very quickly. We were talking to some very rational, intelligent students earlier about this issue of, is there free speech at Oxford University? And they were saying yes, and they were demonstrating this point. All right, bye-bye. And now, apparently, 3 people have complained about the incident I just referred to, and apparently security have been called. So obviously we'll wait, talk to them, and leave if we have to, but this is extraordinary. I mean, good heavens, and the unravelling is so quick from people, the English student who we were talking to, saying this is a culture of free debate, it's important to debate ideas. We were debating wokeness and council culture at the first formal dinner I was at. It was very interesting, in fact, to security is called because we're asking students about can you debate certain topics at the University of Oxford. This is the University of Oxford in 2020. It's fascinating stuff. Right. Hello. All right. Jolly good. Is there a problem? Go. We're simply asking people whether there is free debate at this university.
Okay, I'm not interested in that, so I'm just talking to my colleagues.
You do that. God, it's like being Charlie Veitch or something. This is shocking. Absolutely shocking. The banality of evil. That you ask a student about a particular topic which you've asked a number of other students about, and those students had no issue with that. Those students just said, yeah, it's a controversial topic, it's a difficult area, there are difficult topics, they should be discussed at universities, and this particular topic was sufficient to trigger 2 females, one of whom was quite aggressive, and then a complaint is made, and then you have this intimidation tactic. They said that it was eugenics and I was practicing eugenics, and they said that I was doing so by holding these. They said, didn't they, that I'm holding a eugenic instrument or something like that. So it was the girl with the darker complexion that stood behind the slightly mad one was saying you're holding a eugenic instrument. So it was almost as if the fact of the instrument and the fact that me holding it indicated to them that I was on some ideological level obviously opposed to them, and therefore they said, she said, I don't want to talk to eugenicists. I don't spend my time talking to eugenicists. I said, have you ever talked to her? No, why would I? And the other girl took the view that no, there are certain things that should never be discussed, never debated at all. Are you for real? You can't possibly mean this. And it was very interesting that these were obviously, I mean, she was extremely arrogant and up herself and whatever, but she was obviously reasonably articulate and intelligent. But there was this strong emotional element which at a certain point just trumped everything. And chaps, we've been here for a couple of hours and it's all been very, very civil. And then all it takes is one incident like that in a society with very, very limited freedom for this tactic of intimidation, which is now the thing. So the idea is I will not talk to students now because these men are standing here. You know, they're doing their job, but I take the view there's no such thing as doing your job. There's doing good and there's doing bad. And the idea that you can... I frankly would prefer it if they just said, this is university land, you must leave, because then you know where you are and what the rules are. But instead what we've got is this intimidation, this deliberate intimidation tactic with 2 chaps, one of whom is quite big, basically physically intimidating them. The report.
Seems your fault that somebody was measuring somebody's head.
Yeah, which is legal. I asked her, can I measure your head? She said yes.
Somebody's also complained that there's somebody measuring people's heads, so I cut.
But that's not against the law. So, chaps, I've talked about this before. What just happened there was we were standing outside the Bodleian Library and we were talking for quite a while to various people, all of them men, by the way, whom we interviewed. We did this jokey thing about measuring the skull. We said why. We talked about the nature of intelligence. Does intelligence play a part in getting to Oxford? Can you have free speech here? What about the issue of race? Can you do that? And everything went absolutely fine for a very long time until there was one, to be fair, wearing black, overweight, poor impulse control. I mean, the signals were all there. And she was utterly triggered when I got onto the, when I asked that same question about can you discuss race differences, and proved that you can't, because then she got absolutely furious, made us delete the footage, and then her friend turned up and carried on and saying, withholding these things, I was using a eugenicist instrument, and then they called security, and then when I asked the security guard why he was there, he said, because there's been a complaint about someone measuring someone's skulls. Is this allowed? Yes. And so what this showed is an old stereotype, which, I mean, there are very many extremely intelligent women who make a great contribution to academic life, undoubtedly. But when they opened up this university to women, complaints were made very quickly that it was interfering with the previously entirely rational culture of debate. And some women, of course, it's not all, but all it takes is one. All it takes is one. And therefore, all it takes is an outlier. All it takes is for the average of women to be slightly more neurotic and emotional than the average of men, to have one, to have an outlier that can wreck a tutorial or wreck whatever. And that was what just happened there. All it took was one or two highly strong, emotional, and therefore ideological and left-wing women, because neuroticism goes together with being left-wing and being socially conformist and socially anxious and therefore being uber socially conformist and creating your identity around this, to just wreck the whole thing. And that's what just happened. We just saw it in action there, the influence, I think, of women in higher education, which is great in some ways, but when it's taken to those kinds of extremes, you can see what it leads to, which is what just happened there. Security guards standing there watching me because there'd been a complaint that someone had been measuring someone's skulls in front of the Bodleian Library. Very much like my family's coat of arms on that building over there, but I don't think it is. What do you think about free speech? Is free speech important?
Yeah, it is important.
Why? Why?
I don't know, but it depends.
But why did you come here?
Better country, innit? It's better country.
Are you ready for the future of the West?